You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire. Welcome back. That was Heartbreak for Jetlag by Vera Allen. This weekend, during a rally in Philadelphia, former President of the United States Donald Trump was injured in an attempted assassination. This morning, Trump was confirmed as the Republican Party's presidential nominee in this year's United States presidential election. In recent years, the United States has seen extreme levels of political polarization, leading to increased tensions and activism across the political spectrum. I spoke to senior history lecturer at the University of Auckland, Paul Tyon, about what kind of impact the assassination attempt could have, both on society and in the United States' historical context. I began by asking about similar events we've seen throughout United States history.
Where do I start? The first thing I'd say, speaking to the significance of this event, it stands as the latest in a long history of violence in the United States broadly, but also more specifically in terms of political violence. As you might know, there have been a number of assassination attempts, both unsuccessful and successful, on U.S. presidents dating to the 1860s with Abraham Lincoln. The most recent one before this current attempt was that on Ronald Reagan in 1981. And here we are at the present. I can say more, but I'll let you then carry on to the next question, Caster.
Yeah, based on you know, historical precedent, how have these sort of gone, at least immediately afterwards, right? What has been the immediate public reaction to these attempts?
Well, this can bring up the second aspect of historical significance, how we can, you know, make sense of this one in the present, and that is the context of political polarization. As you might know, the United States is as if not more politically polarized than it ever has been in its history, with the possible exception of the 1850s and the 1860s and the American Civil War. And so this assassination attempt, we can understand, is perhaps, well, we don't know the motives of the shooter, but it seems to, you know, figure or come out of this context of polarization on the one hand, but it's certainly going to amplify the existing polarization. We've seen that already in the response of the Trump camp. And on the Democrat side, of course, the Biden administration is saying we need to cool things down. But it's polarization and the further, you know, widening of positions and extremes. That's how we can understand the response.
Yeah, and with that degree of polarization, you know, you mentioned that we've seen similar events in the past, but do you think that that degree of polarization could make this event, you know, almost completely different to those ones we've seen previously?
Okay, Caster. Well, the first thing is history never repeats itself. It just gets weirder and weirder. So this is entirely new. On the one hand, it's not exactly like anything in the past. That said, the closest analogy, and that's part of how we think historically, how is the present like in some ways to the past, that would be the 1860s. And at that historical moment, the issues were different, but the degree and nature of polarization led to a failure of the Union and a devastating civil war. In the present moment, only last May, there was a Marist poll amongst Americans that found that 47% considered a second civil war likely or very likely in their lifetime. And that's amazing. And so in the present, we can begin to think about the significance of the attempt in those terms.
Yeah, and do we think that the attempt could lead to further polarization, maybe some kind of like action on either side of the political spectrum?
Well, yes. As I said, this event, if anything, is only going to increase the polarization. The timing is, well, surprising or significant, occurring on just the eve of the Republican convention. And as we know, we've now have a vice president, so candidate nominated. It's going to play into the campaign leading up to November and to further drive these camps apart and, if anything, escalate the temperature of political engagement. It's going to be an interesting cycle up to November.
Yeah, and do we think, I mean, Obviously, it'll have some kind of impact, but how significant do we think the impact of this is going to be on the outcome of the upcoming U.S. presidential election?
That will remain to be seen. It's really hard to predict. I will say this, though. I mean, the ground has really shifted over the past few or more weeks. I'm trying to remember when the Supreme Court decision came out granting the president and Trump effective immunity on the one hand. And then we've had the first presidential debate and Biden struggles, and that shifted the terrain. And of course, the attention has been on the Democratic Party and its discussions over its candidate. And now we've had this assassination attempt at the Republican convention. The ground has shifted tremendously in a very short period of time, and it may shift yet again. It's really hard to say. This has been as fluid, if not more, a fluid and contentious electoral season probably since 1968.
Yeah, and so if we're looking at how this is going to get placed in the future historically, right, what kind of historical significance, I guess it's hard to predict, obviously, what kind of outcomes this event is going to have, but, I mean, what are we looking at here?
It's funny because in 2020, many people were considering that election the most important in the current moment in maybe U.S. history. And now it's become 2024. And so this election alone is going to stand as one of the most significant elections in United States history. These events have only made that more so. It will stand up there in the long term with 1968, which was an incredibly significant year and a very polarized and violent year. And thinking back, 1860, really, it has that kind of potential depending on the outcome.
That was Senior History Lecturer at the University of Auckland, Paul Teon, speaking to me about the political impact of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.